Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival is celebrating its 80th anniversary this season with more than 300 free and ticketed performances, talks, exhibits, classes, and events spanning 3 months. Founded in the early 1930s by modern dance pioneer Ted Shawn as a retreat for his company of men dancers, Jacob's Pillow is a National Historic Landmark, National Medal of Arts honoree, and America's longest-running international dance festival. The 80th anniversary season runs June 16th through August 26th. Executive and Artistic Director Ella Baff is once again dedicated to presenting dance of many forms and styles from around the world with the anniversary festival that features companies spanning 9 countries and 5 continents, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Finland, France, Germany, Israel, and of course the United States. It is always a pleasure to have Ella Baff with us, and she joins us by telephone from Beckett this morning. Ella, a delight to have you here as always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I mentioned a moment ago about the 9 countries, the 5 continents. Why do you feel, as an executive and artistic director, to make this such a worldly festival?
Well, you can do a lot of armchair traveling when you come over to the Pillow. It's a lot more convenient than going through security and getting jet lag. But showing a big, wide worldview of dance is very important because dance is happening all over the world in many, many different forms, in many ways, from classical ballet to hip-hop to the traditional arts everywhere, contemporary work, jazz, tap, and so on. So it's a big subject, just like painting is or music. You know, I don't think we would want to only hear one kind of music when we know that there's so much more out there that enriches and excites the palate. So that's the way I think we build appetite for discovering new things, and discovering new things is a very important part of the Pillow. But also it's a spirit of internationalism, you know, and what happens all around the world, including the United States. So when you're here, you'll run into people from the Bronx or Burundi, and it makes it very rich. It makes it very exciting.
When you put together a festival, I assume it's the dance that comes first. You don't think about the origin. You think about what it is that you're doing and how it's going to be programmed and how it fits in with other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the other stuff is also, that's exactly it. Yes, it's about just seeing an enormous amount of work. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of performances and rehearsals, and now, of course, video links that are immediately available and downloaded, and seeing an enormous amount of work. It's a little bit like making a film. You see a tremendous amount, and a lot of it ends up on the cutting room floor, and then 52 companies make it to the stage, or 3 stages. So it's looking at a lot of work and seeing what's original and distinctive, and again, showing a variety of dance from all over the world, and then changing the mix each year so that it's exciting and we don't get lazy and we see new things.
When you talk about those new things and not getting lazy, there's so much new stuff all around. Obviously, you have an audience that you have cultivated, and that audience is an audience that really wants to see the young and old.
Yes, bless their hearts. And that's, again, you know, part of the point, I think, that that makes the Pillow interesting for people. It's the range of things that you can see. So we have classical ballet here, and we also have things that are very, very new and not so easy to categorize either. You know, there's sort of boundary defining in a certain way, and I think there's a lot of art that's being made now that's kind of porous in that way. People are sampling a lot of different kinds of music and composing a lot of different kinds of music from all over the world, many, many influences, and the movement styles are often a blend of things that are not quite so easy to define as they used to be, but incredibly interesting. And actually, two companies that really, I think, describe that very well happen to be in the opening week of the festival, which is, good God, this week. One is Mimulus from Brazil.
Yeah.
And in a little bit of symmetry, maybe, they made their U.S. debut at Jacob's Pillow at our 75th anniversary, and now they're back for our 80th. And they draw on social dance forms from Latin America. So you'll see some samba, you'll see some tango, you'll see things that are familiar to you, but it's done in a very contemporary way. We would call it contemporary dance, really. And they always bring some very interesting set with them and lighting design and costumes, and they are absolutely gorgeous. Two of them did a duet at the gala on Saturday night, and the audience was floored. It was so exciting. Mm.
And then,
and the other company, which is in the Doris Duke Theater, is called Circa. Completely different kind of work. And this is feats of daring do. This is acrobatics, physical theater, and contemporary dance, all sort of pulled together in a show, and it is a show, that is thrilling. That's probably the best word for it. It's really thrilling. It's beautiful.
When you look at the state of dance, and as a presenter of it, you must be quite enthused by how much great stuff there is out there.
Well, there's a lot of work, you know. I mentioned before how much work I actually see, but, you know, who knows what I don't see? I mean,
right.
The planet is, you know, is it's thriving, you know, with a biodiversity of art. Yes, if anybody out there knows something fabulous that I'm missing, send me a note. Yes, there's wonderful work. As you might imagine, you know, having 52 companies at the festival is lots of work, hand-picking from everything that's out there, and keeping it all going on our three stages. I think that some people are very aware of the Ted Shawn Theater, some people are aware of the Doris Duke Theater, and some people are aware of the Lear stage, our outdoor stage. But really, if you come to the Pillow, it's not only about the performances themselves that are on the three stages, but it's everything else that you can do. And I always say, and I mean it, it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or not a penny in your pocket. You can come to the Pillow and really learn about dance, enjoy dance, even for free. And it's a beautiful place, and it's very welcoming, and it has an extraordinary history to it. And it has a wonderful present. You can tell that I continue to enjoy my job.
Without a doubt. And when you look at, you mentioned this week of both Mimulus and Circa kicking off the opening week of the festival, which runs throughout the summer, what are some of the other highlights as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think two or three other things I'll mention. You know, now we're getting into the, you know, choosing among your children.
Your children, kind of right. Thing. I know that's hard.
I fail miserably at that question, by the way. But Morphosis is coming on June 27th through July 1st. And maybe some people don't know about the company, but it's been written about a lot in the dance world, in the New York Times and big publications and so on. But what's really important about that is that they're doing a world premiere. So if you come to the Pillow, you're going to be the very first people to see this new piece, which is always very exciting, I think, for audiences. Even I am a little surprised sometimes when it finally rolls up to the stage door. The score is by Pulitzer Prize-winning David Lang, composer David Lang, who's very brilliant. And some people may know him because he has been doing the directing the Bang on a Can
yes.
festival at Mass MoCA.
Right.
Every summer, which is so much fun and so interesting. The choreography is by a Swedish choreographer named Pontus Lidberg. You may not know the name, but as they say in show business, you will. He is becoming very well known. The artistic director of the whole company is Lourdes Lopez. She no longer dances, but some people out there might recognize the name because she was the superstar prima ballerina for New York City Ballet. She was absolutely brilliant. What you do get to see, though, dancing, the people you get to see dancing on stage are some of the best dancers performing today, and also some of whom happen to be associated with New York City Ballet. So, and it also has a film element in it that integrates with the dancing very beautifully. So it's very lush to look at in many ways. Gorgeous dancing, beautiful film, wonderful music. What could be bad?
It's Morphosis, and it's at the Ted Shawn Theater Wednesday, June 27th through the 1st of July. You can find out more information about Morphosis and about all the events that Ella is talking about by going to jacobspillow.org, jacobspillow.org. And a few of the other highlights.
Well, I think Bill T. Jones, who, by the way, won the Jacob's Pillow Dance Award, which is a very coveted award that's given in the field. And I think some people know Bill T. Jones from his own company, which has been in existence for many years, the Bill
just
T. Jones
Barney
Zane Company.
Yeah.
I think you just interviewed him because he's doing an engagement at SPAC. He's a compelling figure. In this piece, he actually is on stage performing, which is very rare. He plays the narrator of this particular work, this new work. The company looks gorgeous. I saw them dancing recently. They're beautiful. He's always completely different from anybody else. Bill is his own man. He is just really brilliant. Some people, I think, now know him from Broadway because he won a Tony Award for Spring Awakening, for Fela. And he's really become very well known, I think, in both the more sort of commercial world and keeps his company going strong. And another thing I would love for people to come see, because, you know, I don't often say, oh, yes, you must see this, because who knows, after all these years, I can never predict exactly what people are going to love or not. But I can tell you that Cafig, which is run by a young man who is based in Lyon, and he has brought something very, very new to the dance world. And he went down to Brazil, and he met a lot of dancers down there, and he started auditioning them, and he put a new show together. And there are two pieces on this program. So this is all men from Brazil. It's a combination, again, not so easy to describe. It has a lot of different elements in it. It's hip-hop. It's contemporary dance. Surprising things happen in it. I can't give anything away. It is fabulous. I went to see the company, and the whole audience stood up. They are thrilling. So I know that many people may not yet know about Cafig. They were at the Pillow many years ago, actually, when they were just coming up. They've become very famous in other places in the world, and I'm very happy that they're coming back.
Cafig is performing at the Pillow August 15th through the 19th. Bill T. Jones and the Artie Zane Dance Company returning to the Pillow July 25th through the 29th. You can find out more information about the entire season and all the wonderful stuff, all the other children that Ella did not mention, by simply going to jacobspillow.org, jacobspillow.org. It is a beautiful 80th anniversary season, and Ella, I can't thank you enough for coming on this morning and telling us about it. I know we'll be in touch throughout the season, and love to all, and I thank you very much for being with us. Have a blast.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Again, jacobspillow.org. Ella Baff is the executive director of Jacob's Pillow, and again, you can find out more information at jacobspillow.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.